Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Plenty of stories that didn't quite make the national headlines this week that you just might have missed from around the country. So Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us to tell us all about them. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You recovered from your weekend and wedding and days off?
Yeah, I have. I'll tell you, I'm at nothing this weekend. I'm lying.
Oh, really?
Lying low.
You're in the recovery position.
Yeah. If you see me out and about, tell me to go home. Are you going to Venice? Monte Carlo?
Not quite as exotic. I'm going to the RDS.
Why?
I'm going to the Gossies tomorrow evening.
Oh,
that's what I'm
at. Yeah.
Sure, did you not know we're nominated for best radio show?
Sorry, yeah. I voted many times.
I'm sure you did, all right.
I was at the Gossies before. They're great fun.
Great night.
Yeah.
I know, in fairness, it's an absolutely brilliant night. Anyway.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Well, we're playing that because a big happy birthday to Anne Foley, and it certainly was a happy birthday to her. So we're going to Kilkenny for our first story, an incredible story where lightning really did strike twice for one woman. So Anne Foley, she has to be the luckiest woman in Ireland, I think. She was turning 60 and someone gave her a scratch card. And she won a tenner.
Oh, I thought she was going to say she got some big win.
Well, she did eventually, but she won a tenner. But by the way, it's rare enough to win a tenner these days on a scratch card.
Oh, really?
So I'd be happy enough with that. But anyway, she traded that scratch card in for a bingo multiplier scratch card from Walsh's shop on Main Street in Stonyford in Kilkenny and won the top prize of 50,000
nice
euro.
One.
But 8 years ago, on the same day, on her 52nd birthday, she also won 50,000 euro on a scratch
card. That's unbelievable.
Yep. She said the similarities were uncanny. It was the same time of day, the same date,
what?
8 years beforehand. Her son was in the shower this time, and he was in the shower 8 years ago.
The son needs to shower more, I should say.
And she said, I was lost for words. I couldn't believe it had happened again. And it unfolded just like it did 8 years ago, almost spooked me out. But she wasn't complaining. Now, the last time she won the 50,000 euro, she was able to clear the remainder of her mortgage and do some home improvements.
Oh, wow.
And with her winnings this time round, she's going to add solar panels to her home and is looking forward to going on a cruise around the Caribbean.
She's dead right.
To soak up the sunshine.
Yeah, happy
Isn't that
birthday.
Freaky though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is just like a story that you'd nearly never believe,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's fantastic
yeah.
that it happened here at home. Now, the lights are out in Kerry.
They're trying to get the lights out in Kerry, but it's not going to work. Someone was trying to turn the streetlight off in Kerry. So independent councillor Podge Foley had a motion at the full meeting of Kerry County Council calling for public lighting to be switched off between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. every day to try and save money. However, it was opposed by fellow councillors. So the councillor called on Kerry County Council to write to the Minister for Energy requesting that power be cut for all public lighting nationally between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. And he thought Kerry could lead the way in what would
be... Sorry, where do they want to cull the public lighting?
Everywhere, between 4 and 6 a.m.
But sorry, there'd be no on street,
yeah,
no road lighting at all.
So it'd be
black. That'd be desperate, for even motorists even.
Yeah, and people, I mean, there's people who maybe go for a run at that hour, they're going to work, they're coming home from work, but he thought that Kerry should lead the way. It would be a cost-saving initiative and would be great environmentally, and the council could use the money to address more deserving projects. However, his fellow councillors didn't agree, so independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray says people are out and about at that time on their way to work, and he said the lighting system in Kerry is bad enough at the moment that we could have a situation where for 2 hours in the morning our towns would be pitch black. It doesn't make sense. Labour councillor Marie Maloney also opposed the motion on safety grounds. Many people are going to work at that time, and in the end there was no seconder for the motion.
Well, you're a prime example of this as somebody who's in work long before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Would you fancy driving through from Kildare to Dublin,
nope,
and even in through the city centre, and no on-street lighting?
It would be tricky. I drive through Naas Town every day, and already we've people on blacked-out clothing on scooters who I can barely see when the street lights are on. So I could imagine a scenario where you'd knock them down. So anyway, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, good. Well, probably the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about this issue at Knock Airport.
So we're going to Mayo for our next story, and we are very sensitive here in Ireland about our county boundaries and our county pride. Ireland West Airport has cleared up confusion about a mishap over a London flight that was pointed out by an eagle-eyed flyer this week. So if you went on to the Heathrow Airport website, you would have seen that there was a flight that would take passengers from London to Galway, despite the airport being in Mayo. For some reason, it's in Galway. The airport weren't too worried about the mix-up. The airport say, we've always seen ourselves as Galway's airport. John, who must have flagged the issue, it was the 1 o'clock afternoon flight, but it's been resolved now. So don't panic. You are flying still to Knock.
Mayo.
In Mayo.
Yeah.
Not to Galway.
It's a great airport, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's just the level of convenience is unbelievable. I don't know why more people don't use it.
Yeah, I must have never tried it. Well, park your car outside and see the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. You pay the €10 development charge before you get on the plane. It's great. Anyway.
If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was.
Now, this is a teddy bear's picnic. It doesn't actually quite have such a happy ending, though.
Teddy bear's picnic in a poor dog's tummy, if we're being honest. Yeah. So we're going to Wexford and Wicklow for the next story. A good reminder for dog owners everywhere. A sick dog whose Wexford family feared he was seriously ill has bounced back to health after the vets in Arklow discovered that the dog had eaten 4 stuffed teddy bears.
How did he eat the 4 teddy bears?
I don't know. So the owners were worried when their much-loved boxer Yuki started vomiting and couldn't keep his food down. So they took him to Avondale Vets in Arklow. An ultrasound showed a suspicious dark mass in his stomach. Then he underwent an x-ray and Yuki needed an operation to remove the foreign body. And the vet, Alana Rogers, was astonished to find, when she was doing the surgery, 4 teddies with their faces staring back at her.
Oh my God, stop. Imagine the dog opening the table and these 4 teddies inside him.
And you know the little creepy teddy bear eyes just staring at you. warning owners to ensure their dog's toys that may be laying around are safe and suitable for the size of the pet. Alana said, during the surgery, we saw 1 teddy, then another. Couldn't believe it when we eventually pulled out 4 stuffed bears in total. Luckily, the owners knew to book in again because the dog kept vomiting, so they didn't ignore it. Booked back in, and that's what's wrong with the dog. The owners say, we're so glad that the vets managed to get to the bottom of the problem. We never thought it would be caused by teddy bears.
No, definitely not. Now, the whole purpose of talking to you on a Friday is to find out about the stories that we missed around the country here in Ireland. But for this one day only, you do have an international story for us.
I do, with an Irish twist on it. A story of a real busman's holiday, and it just shows you're never really off duty. So we're going to Dublin and Morocco for this final story. An Irish paramedic has been praised for helping save the life of another man who got into difficulty while swimming in Morocco. The National Ambulance Service has highlighted the heroic efforts of Paul Darby, who was on holiday in Tagazout. I've never been to Morocco. Somewhere in Morocco. It's a fishing village. And they're out swimming in this lovely fishing village.
Yeah.
And they say the National Ambulance Service, even on holiday, our paramedics get calls. And they go on to describe how Paul, who's based in Loughlinstown in South Dublin, was initially alerted when he spotted a surfer paddling to help a local man who was in difficulty in the water. Together, they recovered him to shore, unconscious and not breathing.
Yeah, God.
So very scary. But because Paul had the basic life support with local assistance, the patient was breathing again when the ambulance arrived 35 minutes later, and loads of people online now congratulating Paul Darby and saying well done to him.
Fair play to him.
I think he needs another holiday.
Yeah, I know. God, just such an amazing thing to be able to do, isn't it? To step in and help somebody in assistance like that.
Yeah.
And to do it when he's on holidays in a different
absolutely.
Country. You know?
I'd be going, not my issue, I'm my holidays.
I know. No, fair play. Well done, Paul. Shane, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Enjoy your quiet, relaxing weekend.
Best of luck at the Gossies.
Yeah, thanks a bit.
I'll vote again
do,
for you.
Do. You can catch Shane 6 o'clock Monday morning here on News Talk. Shane Beattie, thanks for joining us.
Talk to you next Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.